Consequence Podcast Network. Bite-sized album reviews for the music fan on the go who wants to stay in the know. This is Consequence of Sound.
Twin Fantasy, Face to Face, the new record by Car Seat Headrest, an audio review by Colin Brennan, read by Michael Rothman. The past is a funny and fickle thing. Even as it shrinks to the size of a speck in the rearview mirror, its contours shift and its lessons zoom into razor-sharp focus. Such is the experience of listening to Car Seat Headrest's Twin Fantasy, Face to Face, a sprawling, loosely conceptual rock album that reimagines an earlier project recorded by the band's leader, Will Toledo, on a cheap laptop when he was 19. Looking to the past is nothing new for Toledo. In 2015, when Car Seat Headrest signed to Matador Records, he put together Teens of Style, a charmingly untidy compilation album that saw Toledo sifting through the clutter of Car Seat Headrest's past when it was merely his bedroom indie project. He condensed his 11 albums of lo-fi back catalog into an 11-song manifesto, all on the enduring relevance of rock music in the 21st century. ...2016's Teens of Denial was the record of new material that followed, an expanded Car Seat Headrest universe far beyond the bedroom walls as Toledo struggled to balance his boundless taste for the epic with lyrics that probed ever more inward, tunneling toward a psyche affected by depression, romance, and yeah, untold chemical substances. Songs like lead single Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales, and Ballad of the Costa Concordia were far from a retread of his teenage output and examined cosmic truths from a post-college, post-modern perspective that ditches the general malaise for more balkanized forms of depression. Teens of Denial breathed new life into the increasingly stale genre of indie rock, a fact Consequence of Sound didn't overlook when we named Car Seat Headrest our Rookie of the Year in 2016. Drunk drivers, it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. Twin Fantasy is much more than Teens of Style's polished version of old songs. It's an album in the truest sense of the word. The album's 10 songs explore different angles of the same love story. Some expand outward, while others turn fitfully inward. And though the lyrics are artifacts from Toledo's youth, Twin Fantasy's sonic palette indicates how far he's come as a composer. Delicate chord changes, roaring bars of distortion, and some truly giant drum sounds. And fucking this contrast between old and new ranks high among the thrilling aspects of Twin Fantasy, as does Toledo's complete unwillingness to tell his story on anything but his own terms. There are no compromises here, as immediately asserted by album opener My Boy Twin Fantasy. The song is a testament to the power of the slow build. At the foundation is a simple lyrical refrain that gradually spirals out of control, its volume increasing to near deafening levels. One can imagine Toledo sitting behind the mixing board with a smirk that says, "See, this is what happens when my physical tools finally catch up to my vision." Toledo's penchant for studio tinkering pays off in other big ways across the album. The soft, loud dynamics of Cute Thing offer a Nirvana-sized punch to the gut to complement its lyrical references to Frank Ocean, James Brown, and They Might Be Giants. Each of the aforementioned artists hails from a distinct musical era, but Toledo connects the dots in his own meandering way. The song's quieter, hyper-confessional verses take a page from Ocean's book, while its explosive midsection cranks up the guitars to reveal a songwriter whose ambition is to make you feel, well, everything all at once. The hollowed-out lows and the glorious sunburnt highs. I got so fucking romantic, I apologize, let me light your cigarette. Come visit Kansas for a week of debauchery songs, and high fives and If Twin Fantasy has a theme outside of its interlacing musings on love and death, it's about how far car seat headrests has come from then to now. Toledo is clearly obsessed with charting and documenting his own maturation. And in Twin Fantasy, he's built a self-mythologizing universe around that obsession. For example, in the first verse of Nervous Young Inhumans, he uses his sloppy handwriting as a metaphor for his earlier musical pursuits.
You should have seen my cursive back then. Every letter was above the line. My P's and Q's raised their stems, so nothing crossed beneath. I'm a little better now.
He's unquestionably right. This redux of his older work justifies its existence by being light years ahead of what came before. Like fellow slack rocker Stephen Malkmus, Toledo balances the aimless, smart-alecky quality of his songs with an underlying sense that he's desperate to prove himself. Desperate to be spoken of in the same breath as Malkmus and all his other heroes. It's a recipe that has yielded some of the most thrillingly ambitious indie rock compositions of the last decade. Beach Life and Death, the first of Twin Fantasy's two centerpieces, finds the young songwriter grappling with his queer identity amidst a loose three-part structure that provides just enough support to withstand a storm of guitar solos, quasi-spoken monologues, and verses collapsing into bridges collapsing into codas. Taken as a whole, it's a breathtaking composition that demands multiple listens and rewards each turn. The record's other giant pillar, the 16-minute Famous Prophet Stars, never catches in quite the same way. Still, it's worth sticking around for the piano-led melody that carries the song's back half, and it's hard to blame Toledo for stretching out and seeing if he could touch the sun.
To descend into cliché, if the music has forsaken you, roll the stone over the grave. I never liked that one anyway. I'll stare into the face of whatever it is that's facing you.
Rock music has a bad habit of looking backwards, and the same could be said of Car Seat Headrest's Twin Fantasy. But this album flips that rearview gaze on its head, suggesting that the past may well contain new and exciting paths forward. Sure, some of those paths may end up leading into thickets of distortion or collapsing in on themselves, but others may lead us to the most unlikely of places, where a rock song can actually make our dumb and jaded hearts feel something again. For all its cringe-worthy detours, that seems like a trip worth taking. Car Seat Headrest Twin Fantasy is now available via Matador. Our grade? A-.
Stay tuned to Consequence of Sound for album review podcasts 3 times a week. If you love these shows, don't keep it to yourself. Let the world know. Rate and review us on iTunes and Podchaser. And be sure to check out our other programming on the Consequence Podcast Network.